So for the first time in New York, we have early voting. We've never had that before. Mm. Okay. And because New York wasn't really prepared for early voting. I mean, they did a good job, actually. But when on election day, there are tons of polling places, like literally every building has their own little polling place. And it's rare that you go and have to wait more than like 10 minutes, you know, even if you go after work, it's maybe like a 30-minute wait. And that's the worst. Mm. But now that they're doing early voting, they've only designated like a handful of places to vote. So the early voting spots are for entire precincts, like big areas, like 30 precincts into one. So we waited the first couple of days because we live a block away from one of the voting places for like all of downtown. So we noticed the line was all the way around the corner, like block after block. It just kept going. So we thought, you know what, let's just wait until all the excited early voters are done. You know, by now, it's been a few days, we'll be fine. So we go over there today in the middle of the day because we figure if people are working, you know, the middle of the day, they're gone. Lunch is done. Mm-hmm. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, it's before the night crowd. So we go at 2 o'clock. We walk over and we see a line coming out of the place and going around the corner, but then it stops. There's a polling person there and she says, oh, no, we're not allowed to have people in front of the hospital. The line continues across the street over there. So we cross the street and the line is around this park. And we get there and they're like, oh, no. So it stops at the park because we can't block these two buildings. So cross over the street and the line continues. You see over there. And we're like, oh, my God, this line is going to take us 3 hours at least. It was ridiculous. And we asked one of the polling people, we said, where's the hour mark? They said, you see up there where you just passed? That's the 1 hour mark. So you're at pretty much the 3 hour mark over here and it keeps going. Mm-hmm. So Joe was really angry because he had to get back to work. So we're planning like, what are we going to do? Should we wake up early in the morning? They start at 7 a.m. What if we get there at 6? Mm-hmm. You know, is 6:30 okay? Should we do 6? What about 5? He said, you know what? I'll walk the dogs at 5. That way I'll be able to see if there's already a line and then we'll work it out from there. So he goes online to see, you know, what the situation is, and he sees that our polling place alone has 80,000 people reporting to it. Mm-hmm. 80,000 people in this one place on our block. Okay. He's like, listen, I don't think this is going to work out. We're going to have to get up really early in the morning. Maybe we'll wait till Saturday. So he's out walking the dogs about, you know, an hour ago, and he walks by the polling place, and there's nobody there. Like, literally, it's empty. Mm-hmm. But there's people that work there. So he said, what happened? Are you guys closed? Where's everybody? They said, no, just no one's here. So he calls me. He's like, get down here now. There's nobody here. So I go running down there and there's no line whatsoever, like zero line. There's one lady ahead of us. Mm. And there's more people working at the polling booth than there are people voting. Okay. And one of the polling guys says, you'll be in and out in 15 minutes. And we're like, we could do that. So we get to the line and they move us in a group. They tell us to socially distance. They move us back in a group. They take our names. You sign something. They give you a ballot. You fill out the ballot. You scan it in and you leave. Mm. And we were out in less than 10 minutes. And we said to the guy, you said 15. We were out in less than 10. He was like, oh, my bad.
Yeah, you lied.
So we got in out in 10 minutes. That's I can't amazing. Wait to tell everybody. We started texting everybody we know in the neighborhood. We're like, get over there now. There's nobody there.
Today I went and it was an hour and a half in line for me.
Wow. And you don't do very well at waiting.
No, I'm not good at all at waiting. And I sit there and I look at everybody. I'm judging everybody in my head. You know, who I'm trying to figure out who they're voting for. Why are they there? There was a lot of first-time voters. Because every time a first-time voter would show up, everybody would applaud. So it was like, hey, you went out and voted. So there was a lot of first-time voters. That was a cool thing. But an hour and a half to stand in line, that was pretty long.
Well, it's not too bad because you're hearing, like in Atlanta, there's eight-hour waits, between 5 hours and 8 hours in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I read an article today that somebody in New York, a journalist had gone to vote to give the experience and he waited 5 hours, and that's here in New York. So I think it's weird. It depends on what time you go, I guess. But the fact that we were in and out in less than 10 minutes was shocking, considering the people that were there just a couple hours before us waited a minimum of 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Don't you feel so much better now that it's over?
Yes. It's like going to the gym. You know, it's really good for you. You want to just go there and do your thing, but you love when it's over. Mm-hmm. It's like, do I like working out? I like to have worked out. You know,
right.
Did I like voting? Yeah. I mean, it's the democratic process is very exciting. It was so fun being there with all my fellow Americans who were all there also to cast their vote. And everybody was so patriotic and so into it. And nobody was grumpy. And the people working there were like, thanks for voting. And I was like, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're right about that. People were getting along. And it's weird that people get along now, because everywhere else you hate everybody. There's Karens everywhere.
They're not getting along because they're voting for the same people. They're getting along because I made this observation the other day on Twitter that people are not motivated by hope. They're motivated by rage. Mm-hmm. And people are feeling real rage. Either they love Trump and they want to support him and they don't want Biden and socialism to come in and all that stuff. So they can't wait to go vote for Trump. And then you get people that are just, they hate Trump. They hate what he's done to this country. They hate the coronavirus. They hate being out of work. They can't wait to vote that idiot out of office. So what you have there, even though people aren't talking about specifically who they're voting for, they're excited to be voting for the person they're voting for because they really hate the other side. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why you get a lot of people that are just like, this is awesome.
Well, when they gave me the piece of, so they give you a long receipt. I don't know how you do it at yours.
Same, long receipt, and you fill out the little circles with a pen.
No, I had a long receipt, and I shoved it into a machine.
So they gave us a long receipt. We had to fill out the little circles of who we're voting for with a pen, and then you shove it in the machine.
No, I shoved it in the machine first, and then the machine pops up, and it's a push button on the screen. So they give you a Q-tip. And you touch the screen, whatever the person was. So I put the thing in and it pops up and it's saying all these names. I'm like, wow, we're already at the president already, because it said Joseph R.R. Biden and whatever. They had his whole name. And I'm like, that's kind of
they also have Donald John Trump?
Right. They had Donald J. Trump and they had Joseph Baxter, whatever his name is, I don't know, Biden. So it was weird to see his name
Joseph
like that.
Joseph Strummer Biden.
Yeah, it's weird seeing his name like that, because you just usually see Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm,
so you're going, am I voting? Who am I voting for? So, you know, I've always wondered why Donald Trump calls himself Donald J. Trump whenever he's brought up on stage or whatever. Donald J. Trump. That's the reason.
Because right, that's exactly the reason.
When you're voting for him, it says that on the screen. That's brilliant.
So you're not confused. Donald J. Trump. That's also his Twitter handle.
And that's what it says on the screen when you're voting. So
yeah.
I don't know who the Joseph Baxter Bernie Biden is.
Who is Joseph Gordon-Levitt Biden?
I don't know who this is. I don't know who to hit. And there was somebody else. There was a third person. I don't know who the third person was. I don't know who that was.
Oh, there was a third and a fourth. There were several people. There was the Libertarian candidate, and I think there was the Green Party candidate.
Did you have people on your ballot that were running unopposed?
Yes, some of the down ballot stuff. A lot of that was unopposed.
Yeah, we had a sheriff who was running unopposed. You know, the coroner was running unopposed. And the whole time I'm sitting there going, why didn't I run against these people?
Yeah, you could have been the coroner.
I mean, you have to pick them. It's like, okay, I guess I'll pick him because he's the only one running.
You didn't have to vote. You didn't have to fill in that little circle. You could have ignored it.
Oh, you could. Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, you don't have to vote. It's not like when you fill out an application online and you leave out, you know, your home phone number, and then it says,
right.
You know, that doesn't let you continue until you've filled out everything. You could just vote for president and then get on with your life.
But I didn't know who Joseph Michael J. Fox was, Biden. The name was this long, and I didn't know who that was. So I didn't know who I was pressing. So, no, when you're done and then you hit the button and it spits it back out, and then you take it to the other machine and put it in. But the whole time you're walking from one machine to the next machine, you have your ballot in the hand, in your hand.
Yeah, that's true. So
people can see it.
Oh, no, ours had this cover. It was almost like a file. Mm-hmm. It was like this weird file, like a, as if it was like a, you know, as if you were like in court and they, and somebody handed you a file with some paper in it. So it was this big file that hid everything inside of it. So that way, if you went to, you know, vote for Joseph, Sarah, Jessica, Parker, Biden, it wasn't a problem because
they didn't see it.
Nobody could see. Yeah.
See, that's, I was worried about that the whole time. If people would see Joseph G. Gordon Levy Biden was on my sheet, or
if you would have, if they saw that you were voting for Joseph Jamie Lee Curtis Biden, then they would have probably been waiting for you outside with a shotgun.
Right. They would have burned me at the state. Yeah. They would have chased me out of that place because I was the only person today that voted for him.
What's funny is you can tell everybody where I was liberal because every time they handed you something, they pointed to Biden. So you what you do is you fill in the circle here. You're obviously in New York. You're obviously voting for Biden. So you just fill in this circle here and you'll be
I'll
fine.
I'll go ahead and fill it out for you. So you don't even have to do it. Just fill out the rest. Fill out the coroner. Fill him out. But I'll fill out the president for you.
Yeah, they didn't just say thanks for voting. They said thanks for voting that idiot out.
Yeah, and the whole time I'm sitting there going, Lindsey Graham, where's that son of a bitch? Where is he? I'm going to vote for anybody but Lindsey Graham. Yeah, I won't tell you who I voted for president, but I didn't vote for Lindsey Graham because I hate him.
I know you hate him. I know you do. Listen, I have to say, like, you're right. It does feel good to have voted, just the way it feels good to have gone to the gym, you know, or to have gone out with friends. You know what I mean? Like, you stress about, what am I wearing? How am I getting there? What do I, you know, will I eat something? Will I not? How much will it be? How long will it take me to get home? And then you get home, you're like, I had a good time with my friends, but I'm glad that I'm home.